Hello and welcome to the Eat PhD Team podcast, the podcast here to help you with your relationship with food and body by giving you evidence-based techniques to support yourself with a sprinkling of feminism, a dash of dismantling diet culture and a side of vulnerability as we share our own messy lives with you. I'm Emilia, a registered nutritionist and PhD with the sole purpose of making your life happier and healthier. If you love it, please do go wild and share it. And if you're ready for support with our coaching, details are in the show notes. Hello and welcome to episode number 311 of the Eat PhD Team podcast. Solo episode from me today, you lucky, lucky, lucky things. Today's topic is body recomposition. Slightly, I guess, a little bit different from some of the conversations that we normally have. This, I think, is an important discussion to have because honestly, as much as we don't focus a large majority of our training content conversations around changing aesthetics, many of the people that we work with have some sort of desire to either build muscle or to change shape in some way and maybe lose fat or gain weight. And we're really don't want to suggest that it's not okay to have aesthetics goals. Like it would be stupid of me and really hypocritical of me to sit here and say, aesthetics goals are stupid. You should only ever be focused on your health. You should feel ashamed if you have aesthetics goals because one, it's not realistic. Two, I might have an aesthetics goal again at some point in my life. I've certainly had aesthetics goals. And three, you can absolutely have an aesthetics goal and have one from a place of body respect, body acceptance, body care, and still also think, do you know what? I want to grow my arse a little bit more, for example. Anyway, body recomposition specifically describes the process when we use it in health and fitness of simultaneously losing body fat whilst gaining muscle mass. So when I'm talking about body recomposition today, that's what I'm talking about. Losing fat, gaining muscle. It's what some people might refer to as getting quote-unquote more toned. That phrase has died out really in fitness and health, but that's generally what people mean when they say they want to get more toned. That usually means building muscle, losing fat, and body recomposition is doing the both of these things at once, as opposed to what is traditionally seen kind of in the fitness space, especially in bodybuilding, for example, physique prep type space of bulking and cutting phases. Many of you might have been through these yourself. I've been through them when I was competing. I would do a show prep where I was quote unquote cutting, although I don't think I ever used that word. I feel like I managed to escape that. And then I would do like an off season or a bulking phase, which again, didn't really ever use that phrase, but you know, each to their own. And so I've definitely done this in the past, but I've also definitely been stuck in a cycle in the past before I competed where I was like, I want to be more toned. And then what we see a lot with people who we work with are people in the same sort of position where they're like, should I eat more to build muscle so that I can get more quote unquote toned, but then should I eat less because I don't want to gain body fat? And a lot of the time this is where people kind of get stuck in their progress in terms of aesthetics, because they don't really feel like they're gaining muscle, they don't really feel like they're losing fat, and they kind of question constantly, should I be eating more, should I be eating less? And so reality is, I want to talk about the logistics of this. Can you actually body recomp? Or are you better off having a bulking, cutting, for want of a better phrase, goal at certain times? I suppose a disclaimer on this is that if you have a fat loss goal, that should never be like a long-term thing. Even if you have like maybe you have a larger amount of body fat to lose for your health, it's going to take a bit longer to lose that body fat, but it's not a lifelong thing. And again, another disclaimer is that you shouldn't be spending your life trying to stay as small as you can or trying to manipulate things as tightly as you can. That's usually where we see, that's usually a function of disordered eating or poor body image in some way. That being said, it's totally helpful to sometimes, be thinking about an aesthetics goal. And you might always think, I always want a bigger arse. But there's a very big difference between kind of taking on a podcast like this and thinking, okay, what can I do to support that? And being really preoccupied with it and feeling not enough until you get there. They're very different. So I'd love you to consider your intention when it comes to body recomposition and, short term, long term, what that might look like for you, and how much does this really preoccupy your brain? Does it feel like a healthful goal whilst you have a good relationship with food and positive body image and social life and social health and career health and all these things? Or does it take up a large proportion of your energy, thoughts, focus, etc.? So, in short, can you recomp? I could just say the answer right now and then you could just switch off the podcast, right? Realistically, right, losing body fat and gaining muscle are pretty exclusive of each other, pretty independent of each other. So objectively or logically, we could think, well, if they're not related in that sense, we should be able to do both at once. And a lot of the original research that looked at people who lost fat and gained muscle at the same time were people who were untrained. And we've got a lot of research in people who are untrained. So people who've been training maybe for 6 months or less, resistance training specifically, we have the evidence that says, yes, you can lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. Of course, a disclaimer number three, to build muscle, you need to have a stimulus for muscle protein synthesis, muscle growth, and that is going to be resistance training. That's not Pilates, that's not, yoga or body weight exercise. It's sufficient, well-programmed resistance training. You need sufficient protein and you need sufficient energy. And I'll talk specifically about how you can optimize these things for your goals towards the end of the podcast. So alas, you're going to have to listen to the full thing. Unlucky for you. So like I said, we have this evidence on untrained people. However, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I am trained, I've, been going to the gym consistently with progressive overload for a couple of years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Is this possible for me? And there was a review done back in 2020 that looked specifically at people who were trained and decided, excuse me, I just had to pause to sneeze there. So yeah, sorry, this review looked at trained people who managed to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. Like it was possible. And they did some specific things. There's also a meta-analysis done in 2021 that looked at people who wanted to lose fat, like specifically in a dieting phase, and gain muscle at the same time whilst dieting. And alas, although the amount of muscle mass gained was slower compared to people who were not in a deficit, they were still able to gain muscle in a small deficit or not a significantly large deficit. So in this specific paper, they looked at, they kind of classed a large deficit as 500 calories a day. And they said, if you want to build muscle and lose fat, avoid deficits of 500 calories a day or more, which most of you will probably be doing anyway. You might be someone who goes into more of an aggressive diet that's short term. But you're not going to be looking to build muscle over, a 4 week diet, for example. So it's less of a concern. So yes, if you're in a deficit and you want to build muscle, it is doable, but it's not as effective as it would be if you were at maintenance or if you were in a calorie surplus. And that is because we do need energy, sufficient energy for muscle protein synthesis. We need sufficient protein. We need sufficient recovery, sufficient rest, management of stress. And these things start to get a little bit impacted if we're in a calorie deficit. Sometimes they might even get impacted if we're at maintenance. If you're looking to go, I want to grow my arse as big as possible, then you probably don't want to be in a deficit. And you probably don't want to be focusing on recomp. You probably want to be in a little bit of a surplus. If we're talking, I want an arse the size of Everest. Okay, you're probably going to want to be in a surplus if you're trying to maximize your rate of muscle gain. Something also to note is that some of you listening to this podcast potentially are quite lean. And you're probably going to have to accept that you're going to gain body fat if you want to gain muscle, relative to people who are maybe have slightly higher body fat levels. I think some of the problem comes from people who are trying to maintain, a really lean physique, even an objectively lean physique, that they might not necessarily feel is that lean. Maybe there's a body image, body distortion there. Bit of body dysmorphia, or just, a preference for staying very lean. This is going to be harder for you, and recomping at that level is going to be is going to be slower than recomping for someone or yourself at a slightly higher baseline body fat level. So the kind of we're looking at main like a maintenance place for your body that allows you to recomp. The easiest and most comfortable place for you to be might be with slightly higher body fat levels than your leanest level. In my personal opinion, I would say, based on the people that I've worked with, based on myself, this is probably where most people maintain eating intuitively. Usually when people eat intuitively, truly intuitively, honoring their hunger fullness, honoring their emotions, giving themselves unconditional permission to eat, eating for physical reasons rather than emotional reasons. I mean, truly eating intuitively, people tend to not maintain their absolute leanest physique. Usually it's a little bit higher body fat levels than that on the whole, right? I would say that's probably the easiest place for you to body recomp with sufficient levels of body fat to support muscle recomp, body recomp, sorry, and not being on that kind of lean side, which makes it more difficult. And on the flip side, actually not requiring a deficit for intentional fat loss. So like I said, you can recomp whilst you are intentionally dieting and intentionally losing body fat. It's just that it will be quote unquote slower. It might take longer. So what do you actually need? If you want to recomp, what do you need to do? The fundamental thing that you need to be doing is progressively overloading with a strong, well-programmed training program with resistance training. That is number one. That's why, for the majority of people that work with ETPHD, we will program their training, whether it's one of us that will program it, or if the coach is not a personal trainer, then one of the other people in the team will program it. Because a lot of people fanny around with either overdoing volume or underdoing volume or not training in an optimal way, not training hard enough, training too hard. So you need to be trained regularly. Minimum of 3 sessions a week, maybe something like 3 to 5 sessions a week with progressive overload. And you need to be tracking this. Like, that's a non-negotiable. You also need to be eating enough protein. So, in general, when I look at protein recommendations and we look at the evidence, I will usually recommend roughly 1.2 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram body mass per day. Now, some people will recommend higher than this. And also, something to note is that if you're in a larger body, I might recommend on the lower end of this. So, for example, if you are 60 kilograms, you might be somewhere in the middle. You might have about 100 grams of protein. If you are 160 kilograms, you're probably not going to have 320 grams of protein. I'd err on the lower side of that. Honestly, when it comes to women, at least, usually I'm looking at 100 to 120 grams of protein per day. Now, there is quite a range in this. There is flexibility in this. But you need to be eating sufficient protein. You might go on the higher end if you are on a deficit. You might also go on the higher end if you are a vegetarian or vegan, because it's harder to get the complete amino acid profile in there. And that's another thing to consider, is getting complete amino acid profiles from your protein. And also, it's not just about overall protein intake. Ideally, you want to space your protein intake throughout the day. So 3 to 5 servings of at least 25 grams of protein throughout the day. Potentially, especially if you've done full body training, you might want to have up to 40 grams after full body training session. And that's also kind of a non-negotiable. And actually, some of the research around specifically body recomp suggests potentially higher protein intakes than that. I don't recommend generally higher protein intakes than that for a few reasons. But that's roughly what we're looking at. You need to be looking at the right measures of progress. Your weight might not change. If you're recomping, your weight might not change. If you're on a fat loss journey, your weight might go down. None of these are really giving you an indication of body recomposition. What might give you an indication is tracking your strength. But for example, so if your strength does not increase in direct correlation to muscle mass, however, it could be a good indication of your training well and your performance improving. And again, that might be something that some of you struggle with, to take the emphasis off scale weight. But for many of you, taking scale weight is actually not particularly helpful anyway. So it might be that actually taking scale weight is not the right thing for you to do at all. You also need to make sure that you're recovering well. If you are doing 6 training sessions a week, 30,000 steps a day, sleeping 6 hours a night, working 2 jobs, running around after your children, eating at maintenance, what you feel like is maintenance, what you quote unquote should be eating, it's very likely that you are going to struggle with this to optimize your body recomp goals. If you have poor quality sleep or not enough sleep, it can impact things like how you show up in training. It can impact things like hunger. So, for example, ghrelin, a hunger hormone, goes up when you sleep less. That's going to impact your nutritional choices. We also know that actually sleep in itself can impact muscle mass and body composition. It might be related to like variations in stress hormones like cortisol. We see increases in cortisol with poor sleep, decreases in hormones like testosterone and anabolic hormone. Really important. Anabolic is like building, catabolic is like breaking down. So if you're looking to recomp, the things that sometimes you might be a little bit more lax on probably become more important. That being said, it doesn't have to be like this. Again, you don't want it to be particularly like this big focus of your life. We know, by the way, that people who train for how they look in general are less motivated when it's just for aesthetics, and they're less likely to be consistent in the gym long term. Also, it's very boring. It's very boring to talk about. It's very boring to think about. It's not ideal for your body image to be constantly thinking about the way that your body looks, and constantly body checking. And when training or exercise is driven by external motivation, like the way that you look offers specific body ideals, it's associated with less healthy and potentially disordered eating behaviors, body image dissatisfaction, lower self-worth, social physique anxiety. So again, absolutely, if you want to have recomp goals, have recomp goals, but just be very, very mindful of how this is manifesting in your behaviors and your preoccupation with your food, with your sleep, with your training, with your body. Because I've worked with a lot of people who have recomped without it becoming like this really obsessive thing. They've trained consistently, they've logged their training, they've tracked their training, they have made sure that they get enough sleep, they eat enough protein, they eat at rough maintenance, many of them eat intuitively, and they live their lives. And some of them will take their weight, some of them won't, but they do see body recomposition, increases in muscle mass, reductions in body fat over time. Be mindful of the like how quickly you're expecting results, especially if you are in a lean body and you're trying to build muscle with minimizing fat gain. Again, I wouldn't recommend that. I would recommend gaining a little bit of body fat if you are in a leaner body, significantly leaner body, whatever that may be. But it is going to take time. There's a reason that people do quote unquote bulking and cutting. It's kind of optimized. I don't feel personally like we should be living in this perpetual state of eating past fullness for X many months and then ignoring hunger for X many months and then eating past fullness again and feeling uncomfortable and then going back into deficit again. You'll see, like bikini competitors and stuff saying, I'm really struggling with how I feel in my body right now in off season, but I know I've got to grow and I've got to do this. And that's fine if you want to do that for your sport. But there's no reason why you, as someone who's not competing in bodybuilding, need to be living like that. And if you are competing in bodybuilding and listen to this podcast, because I know some people do, consider if this is the way that, like, if this is how you want to spend your life. It might be for now, then that's absolutely fine, no judgment. But for most of you, it just adds preoccupation to your body, to your list of things to do, and it adds time where you don't feel comfortable in your body and it takes away from your body image. So just consider that. But all being said and done, it is possible to eat at roughly maintenance, eat intuitively, to gain muscle, to lose fat, to not see changes in scale weight over time if you do things consistently and you do things smartly without becoming obsessed with it. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, if you did, please do feel free to like, share, subscribe, and review. And if you would like to chat to me, then you can find details of my Instagram in the show notes.